The steering committee of the Trades Union Congress has called on government and the PURC to state implementation of the upward adjustment in utility tariffs expected to take effect today. The committee is of the view that it is morally wrong for government to award a 10% increase in salaries only to turn round and impose such high increases in utility tariffs. The steering committee, made up of the general secretaries of the 18 member unions and heads of the specialized departments of the TUC, came to the conclusion after an emergency meeting yesterday over the tariff increase. The TUC is proposing proper dialogue not only on the tariffs, but also on the entire energy and water situation in the country. We bring you more in this report.
The committee discussed at length the steep increases in electricity and water tariffs and made a number of observations. It acknowledges that, given the changes that have occurred in the utility tariff structure, adjustments could not be avoided. It further observes that these changes, which include the cut-offs of the gas from the West African gas pipeline and the massive depreciation suffered by the city, ought to have been addressed by the PURC through regular and gradual upwards adjustments of tariffs, but regrets that, for purposes of political expediency, the PURC, acting on the promptings of government, failed to apply the automatic adjustment formula agreed by all stakeholders. The steering committee is also outraged by the rate of increases as announced by the PURC. It finds a near 80% increase in electricity tariffs and the more than 50% increase in water to be high and well above the pocket of the ordinary Ghanaian, describing the levels of insensitive and a stab in the back of Ghanaians. The committee retraced the long-held view of the TUC that at this level of national development, some subsidies are needed for some groups of Ghanaians who cannot afford electricity and water at the so-called realistic rate. The committee is of the view that most of the problems facing the utility companies are managerial, and over the past few years, Ghanaians have been made to pay for the inefficiencies of the companies.
And that was a Newsdex report.